Saved and Such.
Welcome back to Saved and Such, man. Excited about the episode today. We got my guy, Daylen Baldwin, in the building, man.
How you doing?
Cleveland Browns wide receiver. Who else we got on the couch? Who you?
My baby, Victoria. Hey, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, man, Saved and Such, we big on mental health. You know what I mean? So we're going to go ahead and tap on in. Let the people know how we feeling. 10 being the best, 1 being the least, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. I'm going to start with you, Ray Ray, so he can get warmed up. How you feeling today, sis?
I'm a 10. I'm good today. I'm a 10.
10 across the board?
10 across the board.
Okay, never heard that.
Y'all be ready to graduate, trying to get up out of there.
Oh, you ready to graduate?
What? That's what it is. Can't wait.
How about you, brother?
Cool 8. Cool 8.
Yeah.
Be a little bit better, but a cool 8.
Cool 8.
I'm content right now.
I'll take it. I'm going to say I'm about an 8 too, man. Feeling good. Not at my best. Yeah, not at your best, but you know what I mean? God is good. So,
exactly.
You know what I mean? We just leaning on him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But let's go ahead and jump into it, man. You know what I mean? Cleveland Browns wide receiver. Michigan grad. Jackson State. You know what I mean? Morgan. A journey, man. Just talk to us. You know what I mean? Just about your journey and how, you know what I mean, we're able to get here today.
Man, I'll start from the beginning. I graduated high school in 2017, got to Morgan. Man, that was a grind. That was like the grind state of like, we just grinding in any way, shape, or form. We ain't had no indoor facility. It got cold. We'd go in like a multi-purpose room. Sometimes we'd go in the gym. I was just on the campus today just walking around like, but we was in there doing anything, running the stadiums. Like, just whatever we could, brother, just make sure we was getting better. Me and my roommate, my boy DJ Golat, like, he a big part of that, too. Like, me and him, like, we was really just grinding every day. That was really, like, the grind phase. I was there for 2 years. Went through some ups and downs. I played, though. I played my freshman and sophomore year, like, a lot. And I just didn't have a lot of production. Like, we didn't throw the ball a lot. So, like, probably in a two-year span, I probably had, like, maybe 300 yards and 2 touchdowns in like a 2-year span. So that sophomore year coming up, kind of got down on myself and like going into that third year, I didn't know what I was going to do because I'm like, God, like, why ain't this working? I'm working. I'm grinding. Like, why ain't this working?
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I didn't really have a relationship with God, but I was crying out to him though, you know, like most, just like most people do.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't really got a relationship, but I believe in you though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I end up leaving there, going to Jack State, following my coach, Ryan Dickerson, who was my spiritual mentor at this time.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of introduced me to God a little bit more. So he was baby spooning me a little bit of scripture every day. He helped me a lot. And going down there, I went down there to go play for him. End up having to sit out that first year. This is really where I met God. This is really where my grind was the hardest. And I ain't had nobody else to depend on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was 16 hours away from my family. I'm from Detroit, so like, I'm 16 hours away from my family.
Yeah.
I'm messed up. Like, so through that time, I met God. I got one of my homeboys, Matt Harvey, who's still my homeboy to this day. Got in a Bible study with him, and just I gave everything I had to God, and that was like he made me smile even when I ain't really had no energy to. And the only time between if I was either I was in that Bible study, I was on the field. That was the only time I was smiling for probably like a 6-month span. And after that, man, after the season was over, I just knew it was up from there.
Right.
COVID happened, kind of put a little slow, but I was able to grind still. I come back that spring season. Deion Sanders is my head coach. I see it's a window opportunity for me to bring. He can bring the people. I know I can ball now, and I know everybody going to be watching me. So that happened. I just took off from there. Like, I started balling, and God was – every day, it was that scripture. Every morning, I was reading the Bible. Every morning, it was no misses. It was no none of that. Like, no falling off, nothing. Like, every day, it was on that because I knew who got me here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nobody but God.
Nobody but God. And that was a good time. Then I ended up having some disagreements with that coaching staff and ended up to leave. Got in transfer portal and just got every offer that I dreamed about getting as I was coming out of high school, you know?
Wow.
So that was like a dream come true as well. Like, that whole process. I got my dream school is actually Ohio State. My Michigan fans gonna hate hearing that, but I'm a Michigan fan now, so that's all that matter.
Right.
But end up going to Michigan out of there. Had our right year at Michigan, didn't really play too much. Not as much as I wanted to anyway, but when I prayed to what school I wanted to go to. I wanted to go to a place where I could be the best version of me and I could be the best football player I could be.
Right.
And like, what's going to make me that in the league, not in college. Like, it was cool balling in college, but like my whole goal was to get to the league and ball in the league.
Right.
And, but the crazy part, through that time at Michigan, I kind of fell off on my faith, and I didn't fall off on my faith as far as reading the Bible, but how I was acting. Like, I was doing whatever I wanted. I was living in my sinful ways, you know what I'm saying? So that happened. Draft went by. A lot of people, like, remember their draft day. My draft day was a sad day for me because I didn't get drafted. I was pissed. I was crying. Like, I walked out my house. I ain't let nobody know. I just walked out my house. I walked for, like, 20 minutes. Ain't nobody know where I went to.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, I just walked. I just walked. I didn't even go on stage. Yeah, right. I just literally walked off. And come back, my mom, like, you good, blah, blah, blah. 3 days later, Giants invite me to a rookie mini camp. Cut me after the third day. Mm. They only kept about one or two guys. They invited like 40-plus guys, 50-plus guys almost. So they didn't really keep nobody. I wasn't too mad about that. I did what I could do there. And through that, I'm home for 2 months. And, like, it's a lot going on in my head. Like, I'm praying. I'm like, look. And now I'm locked back in with God.
Yeah.
Like, it's a consistent pattern. Whenever I lock in with him, good things happen. You know what I'm saying? So I locked back in with God. And, like, it was a little trial, little tribulation part. But, boom, Browns called me and said, I need to work out. To my mom and dad, I said, man, I ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Y'all packed my stuff. I ain't coming back. And went down there. We slept in the hotel that day. The next day, I worked out. Literally right after my workout, I went to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to the hospital to go get a checkup, make sure my body was good. I went to practice that next day. And from there on out, been on the practice squad that whole time. And so now we're here. I got activated one game against the Ravens, made two catches, two balls came to me. I made two catches in.
Okay.
That's all it was.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's a story.
Yeah.
That's a story. And it's crazy because I'm smiling because my brother is about to hopefully go through the same thing. But he's been just, it's funny to see. Like, from the outside perspective, I don't play football, obviously, but it's funny to see, I mean, a little bit, but it's funny to see how, you know, y'all matriculate through the process and y'all just go through it, and to hear you talk so strongly about God and how you stay consistent, you would expect, you know, you to fall off at some point because you got what you wanted. Mm-hmm. That's how most people do it.
And I had points of that, too. That's why I said, like, I kind of slipped up.
Yeah.
As soon as I pick back up, I'm good. Like, mm-hmm. And it wasn't me slipping up as far as me reading the Bible. It was slipping up and, like, just living how I wanted to live, falling in love with lust and just whatever I wanted to indulge in. That's what I did. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
As young husbands and dads, we've transitioned from singleness to one filled with new responsibilities. Marriage, parenting, and our careers can be overwhelming. Our wives, kids, and the people at work depend on us. How do we invest, effectively communicate, and lead well in these relationships? Do we burn bridges or build lasting connections? This show is called No Longer Nomads, and I'm your host, Josh Doyle. The podcast is dedicated to helping men follow the way of Jesus and build a legacy that outlives their lives by investing in their relationships now. Here at No Longer Nomads, we believe that every nomad needs a friend. So join us. No Longer Nomads, available wherever you get your podcasts now.
I be telling my brother, like, because me and him real close, and, like, he don't talk about how nervous he is about the process, but I know my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he did all he could do, which I'm sure is true. But I'm like, you got to tap in with God. Like, he has a relationship with God that none of us know about, but I'm like, God is what's going to get you there.
Right.
You did the work.
Absolutely.
You got to let God work for you. Mm-hmm. But you got to submit yourself. And so I just hope that, you know, his story is similar to yours and that he submits himself to God. The whole point is that God is gonna give you the desires of your heart if you allow him to use you.
Mm-hmm. What's your brother's name?
Miles.
I just talked to some Morgan State players today. I was literally on campus today. I might have met your brother. I'm not sure if I did or not, but
he played his last year eligibility.
Oh, he played his last year? All right, never mind then. So, because I met a couple of them. I don't know if one of the kids' name was Miles or not, but I'm saying I might have met him today.
Yeah.
I was talking to some of them today, just chopping them up.
Yeah. Giving that game.
Yeah, giving that game back, man. They was
what
happy.
Was the type of advice you gave them?
God. At the end of the conversation, I said everything that I said in the conversation, I said, look, though, be honest with y'all. If you ain't got God with you, it's going to be tough because it's going to be times where it ain't nothing to depend on but him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing to look at. Mm-hmm. You're looking, shoot, it ain't no light at the end of that tunnel, but it's just, you got to just trust God, trust what he's doing.
Yeah.
Advice about God and just like hard work, man. Like,
put the work in.
Just put that work in, man.
You touched on something. I know we had a couple of conversations off, you know what I mean, off camera. But as far as like dealing with lust, you know what I mean? And I know I've been transparent enough on this podcast to say I've dealt with it.
Yeah.
You know, and as men, you know what I mean? We don't have these kind of conversations.
Need
you know
more.
What I mean? But just share with the people like where you are right now in your spiritual journey and dealing with that type of thing.
Yeah. So I'm like three weeks celibate. I ain't gonna lie. So look, 3 weeks. Look, I don't know about everybody else. 3 weeks for me, it's a long time.
Yeah.
No, like no porn, no type of sexual sin. But it's tough though, bro. And it's like I struggle with it for like probably over this last whole year. Like I was struggling. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, look, God, I don't really want to do this no more. Take this away from me. You know what I'm saying? And now I can fight it with scripture. Fix your feet towards me. Fix your eyes towards me. Don't look left. Don't look right.
Right.
Yeah. I fight it with scripture every time.
Right.
A man of God doesn't even is it Ephesians 5? A man of God doesn't even like get close to lust.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't even get close to it. You can't even sense of it. Like you know what I'm saying?
He tells us to flee from it.
Flee from it.
Right.
Yeah. Literally, like flee from it. So it's like I use scripture to battle it now. But for a long time, I was struggling with it. But it was me trying to fight it. Right. So, like I explained to him, it's like having a 300-pound ball sitting there, and you got it, and it's like attached to your ankle.
Mm.
And it's like you could turn away from it, you could turn away, walk away, and kind of drag it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But until God put his hand on it and just yank it off and be like, hey, yo, you good, you ain't got to deal with that no more, it's going to be a tough process. Yeah. It's going to be hard to deal with, man, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. So, like, God took that chain off of me. I didn't take it off. Like, it was me consistently asking, pleading, like, dog, take this away. Make me not like it. Make me not like the woman that I want to do it with.
Right.
To that point.
Right.
Like, to that point, like.
And then on top of just dealing with lust as a man, you know what I mean? You being in the NFL, you having a platform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How hard is that dealing with, you know what I mean, like you were saying, like, women in your DMs? Just letting you know, like, yeah, you can come and get it at any time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So how's that, like, fighting that temptation? How does that process go for you now?
I really don't even respond to it, like, or I'm just dry. Like, I just try to make it very known. But, like, this is going to be bad. A lot of people not going to like this. Like, if I just see certain stuff on Instagram, I'm not about to entertain you.
Okay.
So, like, you posting your body and that's what you about, that's what you showing. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm straight. Like, that ain't what, I know that ain't what my wife on. I ain't gonna lie. Like, not mine. I don't know what you on.
Yeah,
but, like, I know my wife ain't on that somewhere.
Right.
And, like, just, I'm talking about, like, that's, and don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with showing your body, but, like, that's all you show.
That's what you,
yeah.
Come on now. Like, and you gonna be mad when somebody be like, well, I want your body. Well, that's all you showing them. They don't know nothing more about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, or I'm a type of dude where, yeah, y'all both see my Instagram before. I post a lot of spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
The kingdom.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, the quickest way for me to weave you out is I post all the spiritual stuff. It stays on my profile 9 times out of 10. Stay on my story 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
If all that stuff and all you do is put a heart eyes on a picture that I look good in, you through for. Because that means you ain't got no brain and you ain't thinking about nothing else. You skipped over everything else I just said to get to this picture. You get what I'm saying?
Skipped over the scripture.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You through for. I can't even entertain you. You through
for. Right.
So.
That makes sense.
I try to weed it out pretty quick and, like, really just, like, if our topic of conversation not about God, I'm good on you.
Mm.
Like, you cool. Like, I help you a little bit if you do need help. Some people do need help sometimes.
Some people, yeah.
So I don't shun away from nobody. I'm going to show you love.
Yeah.
But if, like, we talking consistently, our conversation got to be about God. After we done talking, I got to feel like I'm closer to God talking to you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Definitely.
We were just talking about, on a women's segment, about the narrative that women push in their pictures and just showing their bodies and stuff. So it's interesting to hear. You don't hear, at least not in this generation, you don't hear men say, like, if that's all you show. I mean, they say it, but whole time they be really on to it. And
yeah,
so it's like, all right. But, you know, it's...
I had to get to that point, though. So I don't want it to be like, I don't want it to come out and somebody be like, well, I went through his followers and he followed this, this, and this. Yeah, I still might. Don't get me wrong. I follow 2,000 people. I ain't going to follow everybody. But if you like consistently posting and I'm seeing it on my page and I'm seeing it on my story, on my timeline, I'm usually unfollowing you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't keep, especially if it's like consistent. Mm-hmm. And like, that's just all you do. I'm like, man, come on, bro. You got to let you go. You got to protect your eye gates.
The eyes.
Man, come on, man. You know something.
You know something.
But no, most definitely.
What's your go-to scripture? I know you listed a few, like Ephesians and submit yourself to God. But what's your go-to scripture? Not just for us, but just the one you meditate on the
most. Galatians 6:9. My coach, Ron Dickerson, I was telling y'all about, he showed me that one. Mm-hmm. Do not grow weary. Do not grow weary in the right time. If you do not tire out, you'll reap a harvest. Mm-hmm. That's my life. That's literally my life.
You said it's Galatians 8?
Galatians 6:9. 6:9.
Mm-hmm.
You keep like talking about this coach. And I know this show, like, we're big on mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So who are some mentors or some men, you know what I mean, that you want to shout out that have, you know what I mean, impacted you to be here?
Yeah, for sure. Coach Wins, my guy, he helped me through football.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, he helped me get my first scholarship. Like, he literally was like, man, I'm going to get you a scholarship because I see how much work you put in.
Right.
Like, he really helped me get here. My boy, Coach Mason. Coach Mason was my wide receiver coach. He took me from... I didn't know. Like, I had two left feet, man.
Yeah.
I had two left feet. He took me to being a large part of who I was today, but it was also me wanting to learn. Mm-hmm. So I'm at the session 20 minutes early. I'm there 10 minutes late going over the drills we just went over, trying to make sure they're perfect.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? My boy Matt, who I met down at Jackson State, he one of my mentors now. His name on my phone is literally Mentor Matt. And like... he just been guiding me. And like, I didn't even talk to him for 2 years. I went down to Dallas this offseason and we picked up like we never left off.
Mm.
Like we never left off. Like we never stopped talking. Like that's how I felt. Him, then EJ Brown, he's a pastor down in Dallas. And I got to tell y'all this story. So I prayed and I'm like, look, God, I need a group of men to be around to like really indulge in this faith. Cause I'm in the NFL locker room. Ain't too many. It's a couple men of faith, but it's not too many.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I need a good group of men. And it's crazy because I went down there. I met EJ for the second time in person. I seen Matt and I met Chris Broussard. You know who that is? The
Chris
sports
Broussard,
broadcaster.
Right.
And a dude who's really big in his faith. But he on TV.
Fox.
Every day. He on Fox every day. He got kicked off of ESPN for being a man of his faith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... like for me, was it ESPN? I think he got kicked off ESPN.
Yeah,
he got fired from ESPN. Whatever happened, but it was because he was standing on his faith.
Oh, okay.
He was standing on his faith. And meeting him was crazy, man, to the point where he actually asked me for my number.
Mm.
I didn't even have to ask for his number.
Yeah.
And this dude on TV, like, I know exactly who he is. He don't know who I know exactly who he is, though. He spoke at the men's conference I was going to down in Dallas. And, man, that's like that group right there. And they hit everything I need right there, and they just really helped me for real, and on my spiritual walk, you know.
Mm.
And Chris Broussard got a book I read. EJ Brown, he got a book I read, and those two books really helped me. One was EJ Brown. His book was about singleness and me being who I am. I ain't never really been single before. Like ever since my first girlfriend, since I was 15, 16 years old. From that point on, I either was always talking to somebody, I was about to leave somebody alone, I was just in this relationship. It's never been just dating. So,
it's tough.
I had to like really make it to where it's like me and God.
Yeah.
And like nothing else. It's always been like, instead of me waking up, going to my scripture, wake up like, all right, let me make sure she good. Then I get to my scripture.
Yeah.
But to really have that relationship that you really want, to be loved the way that I really want to be loved, like I got to God first and he going to add it to me. So.
Mm.
When I was a little girl, I used to tell my mom, and like just my family, I used to just be like, they would say something or they would say, I want this, I want that. And I'd be like, well, you have not because you asked not. And it's, you know, you saying that you sat down and was asking God, like, yeah, I need a group of men. I need some mentors. I need, you know, people that's around me that's either where I am or better so that I can, you know, model after them or, you know, get mentorship from them. And... I've prayed a very similar prayer, but I never got the mentors. And I don't like to call it a revelation, but the realization that I came to was that I had to submit myself first.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look for people to do it for me or to guide me to submission. Like, no, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
You got to be separated and you have to do the work for yourself and then reach out for people, you know, to be in a stance with you. But you got to stand first.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the other episode, I was talking about how, you know, my relationship with God didn't come until I was separated. And you keep saying you were separated. So it's just, it's a confirmation.
Yeah. I'd have been in multiple parts of isolation, though. He going to isolate me every time.
Yeah.
Every time he want to isolate me, he put me, I go somewhere and like, he either take football away or he'll make me sit down or he'll tell me rest. And
how you know when you hear God's voice?
Wait, that's tough. So like, it's tough, but like, you know. Like, it's not even, you don't have, because it's the time that you don't question it.
Mm-hmm.
And you be like, ooh, yep, that's it. Come on, let's go. Let's ride. Mm-hmm. And you won't even really got to question it. I do struggle with it sometimes. I feel like everybody does at times because you don't want to get it lost in with you and with what your flesh wants. Exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm just very careful about it. And I just don't move without that pure confirmation of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, even when it comes to relationships, like I'll be dealing with a girl and I'll be like, I'll mess with you. I like you a lot, but until God tell me to make you my girl, it's through.
Right.
So don't even ask. I'll let you know.
It's just like a sense of like,
I'll let you know. For real.
It's crazy.
It's like a sense of discernment that you have to have nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very key, discernment and wisdom, because like we can move upon our own strength, but we're going to come up short every time.
Every time.
Big every facts. Time. And I know like with God, like he's dealing with me currently. Like, giving me just that discernment, that wisdom, you know what I mean? Just kind of building me up to be a husband, you know what I mean? Building me up to be a father, building me up to be a mentor,
definitely.
You know what I mean? And it's crazy because everything that God is building me up to be is what I was looking for in my life. Like, I didn't really have, like a big brother. You know what I mean? I got a lot of people that I call my little brother that call me, like, you know what I mean? That talk to me, like, hey, man, can I talk to you about something real quick?
Exactly.
Like, I didn't have that, you know what I mean? So I always wanted that, so... I mean, that's something that God is doing in my life. What would you say, like, at this point in your life that God is doing for you or showing you?
It's crazy. He's doing a lot of what you're talking about, man. Yeah. Like, I could tell he kind of, like, he trying to develop my patience. He trying to allow me to be wise and just slow down and just think his thoughts. Another point about that, I was just watching something. It was like, when you become, like, really submitted to God, like, you don't even have to think about hearing his voice because your thoughts going to be his thoughts. So, like, you will never have to really worry about being wrong because your whole thought process, and that's what I'm working on every day, every little thing that I do is like, all right, how would God feel about this? How would God do this? Like, I want to think his thought process every day, and I want to get lost in it.
Yeah.
You get lost in that, you good. You ain't never got to worry about nothing. So it's something that I'm actually currently working on for myself, but he's working on a lot of parts of my life. He's working on just, like, me truly trusting him, and, like, I do for sure. But, like, it's sometimes that little inch of doubt creep in. I don't need that. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I want 110% trust to where, like, shoot, it's a lot of, like, we talked before. Like, it's a lot of, like, little stuff happening in my life where I'm, like, it's just trying to nag at me. And I'm just sitting here, like.
Tell the people what happened today before the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. So, it's crazy. I actually got in a little slight little car accident today. I'm all good. 110% body fine. Nothing happened. Dude tried to pull out. I'm driving down the road. Just out of nowhere.
He cut you right away.
He just literally cut me off. And I would never drive a Challenger again. Challenger tires suck. That's one of my takeaways from this. I'm literally hitting the brakes and it's just sliding still. Man, I'm like, all right, cool. So that happened. And boom, that happened. All right, cool. I get that done. I get to the car rental place because I'm trying to get another rental. And I drop it off. Boom, I sit there, man. It's probably like an hour. I'm filling out the paperwork. I'm waiting, talking to the State Farm people. They take it forever to give my policy number. I'm answering all these questions. Boom, I get it done. Then a lady on the phone. I go use the bathroom. I come back. She's still on the phone trying to talk to the people, I guess, to get my, get them to give me another car. I hand her the paper. She go back in there again. She take forever again. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's just be patient. Cool. Then she call, she hang up the phone, she walk in there, and she like, we can't give you another car. And I'm like, all right, cool. I had to sit down, I took a deep breath, I called my mom, like, mom, they said they can't give me another car, I'm just gonna go to another car rental, boom, boom, whatever. All right, I walk over to the other car rental at Hertz. They like, yeah, we're not doing walk-ups right now. okay. I went to the other one, the Alamo. I'm like, all right, cool. They give me a car. I'm like, all right, cool. Y'all situated. I get on the road again. I'm getting onto the freeway.
Not again.
No.
I'm about to say.
No. I'm getting onto the freeway, and like it's a car getting over to the right, and they start honking at me, like looking at me crazy, like, what are you doing? I'm like, you got me on the side of the road. I'm the one riding over the speed bumps here. You got four other lanes to get in, like tripping. So like just a little bit, like a lot of stuff like that. And somebody else start honking at me. I'm like, bro, why is y'all trying to annoy me today? Like, for real. So like for me personally, like, I feel like it's the devil just trying to like nag at me, bro. Cause like I've been on a spiritual high, like I've been going hard, man.
That's all it
is. It was like one of my first time kind of going to a church out in Cleveland. Like it's been a lot of good things moving where I'm finding good groups of people, you know. So like I know the devil, like, all right, cool, you going a little too good. Let me try to get you back in them old ways. But like them old ways don't even hurt. Like the old ways he used to try to tempt me in, they don't even mess with me no more. Cause like when you growing, like when you really growing in that faith, like, he got to tempt you with something better. He can't even tempt you with the little stuff no more. You know what I'm saying? So
that's amazing, man. For real. That's amazing. And I know, like, the devil's funny.
Like, man, I'm telling you.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes he'll use, like, even family members. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, you was having some conversations off, you know what I mean, camera about, like, when it comes to finances. You know what I mean? Everybody know, like, you know, when you're in the league, there are bags, and you know, everybody got a bag, right? Yeah. So, like, what's your discernment upon like who to give your money to, or who to even listen to about where you placing your money?
Yeah. So, y'all want to know a crazy fact? I probably didn't gave more money to homeless people than I had gave my family. Like,
why is that?
It's that discernment. Like, I be feeling it. Like, if I ever, like, I feel it. Like, that's what I do. Like, I just feel it. Like, I just, like, all right, cool. Like, all right, they ask for some money. Well, some people, they ain't got to feel nothing. My mom and dad, they get whatever they want. My grandma get whatever she want. My little brother, they get whatever they want. I don't care. Like, they was there. Like, they was there. They're the reason I am who I am today. Easy. Especially my little brother. So, like, ain't nobody never, they ain't never got to worry about that. They get whatever they need, whatever they want. ASAP. Right.
Yeah,
like,
your little brother?
My little brother. My little brother is only a year 16 months younger than me.
Okay.
So he in college too. He's the reason I am who I am today. I remember the day that it clicked for me, and like I really started being good at receiver. He said, man, you ain't gonna be no dog. You gonna forever suck at football. You gotta get that dog in you.
Yeah.
My little brother told me this. And I mean, like, from that day forward, I was, it clicked.
Yeah.
But like he had to tell me that though. My little brother. So like he got, like, he got a lot of, yeah, he get whatever he want.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But for some people, maybe it may be an auntie, it may be like my cousin. Like, I just gotta have the discernment, gotta feel good about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta be like, all right, cool. And like, that's my form of tithe and offering. People don't, everybody think tithe and offering gotta be to a church. Nah. Just listen to God when it's time to listen to God about your money.
Well, that's
a new one.
Yeah, that's
me.
Amazing.
Never heard it.
Yeah.
It's that. It's making sure that money ain't got power to where like, oh, no, I don't wanna get this away. Or like, you got these clothes, you might have I got a little bit more money. I got like a Gucci bag, got some nice shoes, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, like, all right, cool, you feel the need to give it to this kid. If you feel that need, hand it to him without no asking no questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make sure, because it's like a gut check to make sure that don't got power over what God's saying. That's how I feel about it. Yeah. So
Have you ever had a time, because, I mean, have you ever had a time where God told you to do something and you was like,
absolutely. Come on, nah. He ain't about to ask you to do nothing that's easy. He definitely gonna, that's like everybody that had that, like, hey, come on, man. Why that though?
Yeah.
It could have been something else, right? But like, why this? Oh no, for sure. It didn't been like that a couple times. And as of recent, I don't have that anymore. Probably over these last couple months, I don't have that anymore at all. It's like, huh, take it. I get it back on the back end. Like, I get it back on the back. I give it back another time. If he want it, he take it. Have it. It is what it is.
Yeah. They say you got to be a cheerful giver.
Definitely. Because you not, it's about what your heart doing as you give.
Your heart passion.
You don't give expecting a return. You don't give expecting like, oh, God going to bless me. So that's why I'm going to give it.
Nah,
but I'm giving it because that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. I'm a servant.
Yeah.
I'm serving. And I was also just watching something else. A lot of people think like waiting is like a bad thing.
Waiting?
Yeah, waiting. waiting is only long and boring when you're sitting down waiting. Mm. But exchange waiting with serving. Mm. When you serving, when you at work, where you work, Murray?
Shopify.
Huh?
The hospital.
Hospital. Mm-hmm. When it's busy during the day.
Go by fast.
Go by fast. Mm. But when you're sitting there waiting, you sitting down to go by slow.
Yeah.
So serve while you're waiting.
Get up.
By the time you look up, you're going to be exactly where you want to be. God going to bless you with everything you want to have.
That's a word right there. Hold up.
Might be a preacher, man.
Hold up.
Might be a preacher.
What's your plans post-league?
Yeah. Man, I don't even know. It's funny because the girl that I'm close to, her name Ariana, this is like my dog. She's like a spiritual coach almost. I ain't going to lie. And she told me I'm going to be a children's pastor. She told me that. She said she had a dream about it and everything. And when she tell me something, 9 times out of 10, she is not wrong.
She's not wrong.
So I guess I'm going to be doing that. I don't want to do it. I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. She told me, I said, no, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. And like the next day I sat in the car, I'm like, look, God, I know that's probably not something I want to do, but like, if it's your will, just let it be done. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know when that's going to happen or why, like, when that may happen. But if it do, that is what it is. Mm. I'll be happy about it, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. So, yeah.
If it came down to your faith, like example, the Chris Broussard situation, if that were to happen to you, if you had to give up the league and playing ball or give up the faith, what you doing?
Come on, what type of question is that? Football, I got to go. You tripping. Like, and I love football. And don't get me wrong. Like, I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be angry. All that. Like, everything you could think of. But at the end of the day, like, be like, God, you got me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be pissed, though. I'm going to be hot. Whatever word you think of being mad, I'm definitely going to be that. It's definitely going to be that.
Yeah. That sounds familiar, though, don't it?
That's my story.
For real.
Like, told me to give it up. I was hurt.
I'm talking about hurt. Like, you real life might be beefing with God for a little bit. Like, we might have true beef, yo. Like, we really going to be mad about this. But at the end of the day, you know, it's for something greater. Like, y'all doing something great. Like, I asked both of y'all to be on here because, like, it ain't too many podcasts. Like, I was telling him, it ain't too many podcasts with a man and a woman on the podcast. And, like, when you getting two perspectives and, like, y'all actually meshing well, y'all not, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is a really good podcast. You know what I'm saying? So y'all doing something great. Like, he did it for a reason. It's for a purpose.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
I don't know, for sure. And, like, I'm in a league for a purpose. Like, I don't be knowing how many people I affect until, like, I go out somewhere and somebody really notice me. And, like, somebody actually, they be like, I don't think nobody know me. I'm on practice squad of the Cleveland Browns. Like, yeah, you might know my face, but, like, not for real. Like, no, it happens pretty often. And, like, people be like, nah, like, you have changed my life. Like, if they follow me on Instagram or something like that.
I mean, because from the top of the day to the nighttime, you posting.
It ain't what we talking about.
I mean,
it ain't nothing else to talk about.
Thank you.
It ain't nothing else to talk about for real, man. Like, he deserves that love. Mm-hmm. He deserves that glory every day. Mm-hmm.
That praise.
He deserves that praise, man. It's nothing more. Like, so it's definitely crazy how many people I helped and how many people I didn't know I was helping.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's a blessing. Like, that makes me smile more than anything else. Like, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like, when I was on the field against the Ravens, it was cool playing NFL. Like, that was my first NFL game. Like, that felt good, cool, and everything. But, like, when I got to the sideline and realized what I had done, like, I really looked up to the sky. Like, God, I'm glorifying you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and this is not even when I was, like, I was still just living a sinful life. But, like, I felt God, like, you doing what I asked you to do. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
He was standing in God's promise that he had over you.
Yeah.
I didn't tell y'all this either. So I went to, when I was my junior year at Jackson State, God had told me I was going to make it to the NFL.
Mm.
And he had told me through Coach Dickerson. I was walking down the hall. He told me, he was like, Coach Dickerson literally was like, yeah, Daylon will get to the NFL. He just got to keep practicing hard. And that's weird. The night before, I prayed to God. I'm like, hey, God, what's really my purpose? Am I really going to play in the NFL? So I walked down the hall. My boy Brandon Sanders, like my little brother at Jackson State, him and Coach Dickerson from the same place, both from Montgomery and Alabama. And he sat next to me, just tapped me on the shoulder. He said, hey, Daylon, bro, you going to go to the league, and I'll be right behind you.
Mm.
All right, cool. All right, we locked in, God. Like, I worked so hard from that day on. Then I got to Michigan. My boy Andre Anthony, one of my little brothers again. Like he, I kind of helped him get to Oklahoma. That's where he at now. He playing football there, and he gonna definitely do well. I can't wait for him to see him ball. And he came to me. He was about to start over me. He was starting over me. He's a senior. I'm a senior. He's a freshman. He about to start over me for this game. He like, man, yo, you think the older dude's gonna like have a problem with me like starting? I said, man, don't you ask nobody else that. Because everybody else going to give you a salty answer, bro. Yeah. I said, look, I want to see you ball, bro. Go ball. Don't ask nobody else that. Like, I literally told him, I said, I'm getting to the league regardless. This is 200. I have 200 yards in a 12-game season. I have 200 or something yards, bro. Like, it's no reason for me to get to the league. But I literally told him, I said, I'm going to get to the league anyway. God already promised me, bro. You good. Go eat. Mm-hmm. And then went out there and had the best game out of all of our receivers that season. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like that was – where, like, it felt so good to say it, but God was like, oh, you really spoke on my promise. Oh, you real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He like, oh, you real, and you don't even see it yet. Mm-hmm. And you real like this? Oh, I got you. Don't even worry about it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like speaking that and, like, really kind of, like, I believe that in my heart, bro. Like, I didn't flinch about that. Like, I knew what it was. Like, it was just a matter of time. So.
Faith ain't fair, but it sure feel good.
It's amazing, man. Ask everybody this question, though. You know, we're about to get out of here. Ask everybody this question. What's the legacy you want to leave behind?
Man, just to show people that God is great, and to show them that letting God work through you going inspire and help so many other people, and that it's not about me. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, it's not about me at all. It's about the people after me. About the people around me, the people before me. Like, it's not about me. And, like, I feel like I might draw attention to myself, but it's to show light on God.
Yeah.
So if I do something to draw attention on me, as soon as I get that big camera on me, they're gonna be like, all right, cool, and I'm in a press conference or something. God did it. God did it, not me. Yeah. God did it. I want to make sure everybody know that before I even start talking to say anything else. God did it. Then at the end of the conference, when I'm done talking, all right, cool. Hey, just remind y'all again.
God did it.
God did it. It wasn't me. You know? So
that's amazing.
That's the biggest thing.
I appreciate you coming on, man.
Appreciate you for having me.
This has been another great episode. You want to close this out? It's been another great episode of Saved and Such. We appreciate my guy Dalen for coming on, man. This was definitely a great episode, bro.
For sure.
Dropped a lot of gems, man. I know it's going to be a lot of people just going to be blessed by this one, for real. So, but another episode of Saved and Such. You can follow us on all streaming platforms at SAVEDNSUCH. Any last words?
All right, good, man.
We appreciate y'all, man.